Driving on sun and water. Hello and welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox.
I've been working on this since about 1978, 79, which being that's closing in on 30 years.
MTSU's Dr. Cliff Ricketts has had a passion for designing and building vehicles that run on alternative fuels. He began in the late 1970s working with ethanol.
And my whole goal was to make the American energy independent in a time of a national crisis. Back in the late 70s, about 80% of the world's oil supply was coming out of the Persian Gulf, and then that's when we had our Iranian hostage situation. And gosh, even back nearly 30 years ago, gasoline got to nearly $2 a gallon, and if you relate that to today's rates, that's pushing nearly $5.
And again, look where we are today, as Dr. Ricketts and his ag students are still working on perfecting their vehicles that run on alternatives. After ethanol, he started using cow manure and then soy diesel, and then set speed records with the school in the early 1990s using hydrogen. And today, the full concentration is on sun and water.
I take a solar unit. It goes in the grid line. I bank it. I run my electrolysis unit that takes the hydrogen out of the water. Then I compress it up to 5,000 PSIs. I have an onboard tank on my vehicle then that'll get me about 300 miles. So the only two things that we need and I'm running off of are the only two power sources are just sun and water. It's about 95% there. It needs a little bit of a timing tweaking, but we're just getting closer every day with it.
Dr. Ricketts hopes to make a run from Bristol to Memphis this summer in his newest alternative vehicle and hopes the idea can finally start to catch on that we need to get away from using foreign sources of oil. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.